the major caveat of B-20, and that is B-20 does not use a single modern regimen that we are using in the clinic. The chemotherapy in this trial was MF or CMF, and it was always given in combination with tamoxifen. So there's possible confounding effects of tamoxifen that might be taking place. Now, how much benefit was seen from the chemotherapy in this trial? And if you take a look at the 10-year results, there really was no benefit in the low-risk group. And in the high-risk group, there's a dramatic benefit. There's about a two-thirds reduction in the risk of development of metastatic disease. So there's a very big net benefit in the high-risk patients. Now, note, however, that these are very broad confidence intervals, although the result does reach statistical significance. They, I think, made quite appropriate, kind of cautious interpretation, not over-interpretation of their data. They said that there were other ways that you might be able to do this, and that there was certainly suggestive evidence that grade was a predictor, UPA-PI-1, ER negativity, high proliferative index. But this 21-gene assay brings a higher level of precision. I think one of the things that's impressive about this test is they've really spent a lot of time showing that the test is something that they could duplicate over and over again on the same sample. And a lot of these other assays depend on immunohistochemistry, in which there's a lot of variation in reviewer assessment.
I'd like to begin with Chuck.
To me, I think something that hasn't come out that I had commented on that I find very interesting is when you go back and look at the B14 placebo patients, their outcome for the high recurrence score and intermediate recurrence score patients is really very similar. There's no difference between the two, just pure prognostic of recurrence score in the absence of tamoxifen. And when you then compare the placebo to the tamoxifen patients, you see a major movement, major improvements for that intermediate group, virtually no movement for the high group. And to me, a utility of this that goes beyond the chemo yes or no question, is there a benefit, yes or no, is I do think when we're talking about giving both chemotherapy and hormone therapy, there are varying degrees of benefit from each of the components for different women. And I think the recurrence score does help counsel a woman on really how important is chemotherapy for you. If she's high recurrence score, that's the dominant part of her therapy. If she's down in the intermediate area, I feel like then the main thing is the hormonal therapy. It's not to say chemo isn't helpful, but I think there needs to be understanding of the importance of the various components that I think this provides counseling information for the risks, benefits, for when women run into toxicities, how hard do they persevere through toxicities and so on. So I think there's some value there just for the clinical interaction from the assay.